welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. We're back again with the 27th episode. Can you believe we've done this every week for half a year?
I'm surprised, actually, because when we started this, I thought, okay, maybe we can come up with one or two things, but we have a lot of stuff on our mind.
We do, and a lot of things that we want to share
with our listeners. We do. We like to do that. We're teachers by nature.
We are.
That's what I do as a profession, but that's what we've been doing. We've done a lot of teaching over our years.
And we want to continue to do that and share with you, our listeners, our followers. So that's what we're doing. It looks like we might have a little four-legged visitor in the studio.
We have Abby for sure, and based on the hissing that I hear once in a while from Abby, I'm assuming that also means Honeybee is coming in and out of the studio.
I'm sure that she is. She likes to be anywhere that we are.
She does, yeah. She's super cute.
She is. She is cuteness overload.
So you've got to get on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and look at her picture because we think she's adorable.
She is. All of our cats are adorable.
And she's a poser. Oh, they all are adorable and gorgeous, and they know it.
They do know
it. They're cats.
That's right. That's right. Well, today we want to talk a little bit about tomatoes. And what...
You say tomato.
And others say tomato.
I don't, but...
I say pasta sauce.
Right. Yeah. And I'm just kind of a hick, so I say tomato or... Maters. We eat maters here.
Oh, mercy. So, yeah. We have a variety of tomatoes. You have a variety of tomatoes out there in the garden. And you talk about those as heirlooms. So, what about heirlooms?
We have grown, over the years, we've grown, I've done as many as close to 100 tomato plants. Because always it's hard to decide, you know, when those seed catalogs come out in December and January, it's really hard to decide because I want them all. I want to grow all of them. This year we're, because we had, I think we talked about in a previous podcast, we had a hailstorm after we had our plants out. So we lost about half of our plants. So I said, okay, we'll only do about 35. Because we really don't need more than that. We always have too many.
We do. But, you know, it's hard in the dead of winter to think about too many.
It is. And, you know, we take a lot to market. We use a lot. But going back to all that, what we do use and what we've decided to use is our heirloom varieties. And basically, the difference that you're going to get between heirloom and hybrid, which a lot of our customers, we're really trying to work on this, but a lot of our customers are used to the hybrid varieties, which are the perfect round red tomatoes that all look the same
and
really have no taste.
All taste the same, which is blah.
Yeah, they really don't have any taste. And one of the main drawbacks with hybrid, well, there's a lot of, to me, there's a lot of them. One of the main drawbacks for them is the flavor, which is, there isn't much, I don't believe. We've done a side-by-side taste test, and they may look more beautiful. They may look more perfect, and some customers prefer that, but we prefer flavor. And the main thing for us is they're sterile, generally. So
what does that mean?
So the hybrids, you cannot seed save and then have more plants. So they are usually hand pollinated, and it's not an open pollination like we use. Honeybees don't pollinate tomato plants, but other bees do.
Bumblebees.
Wasps, bumblebees do. Birds, you know, the wind. There's other things, other ways. So we use open pollinated heirloom seeds. And we prefer the flavor of those. And you have a wider variety of flavors, colors, and we just really like them.
We do. And I like having all that variety, particularly in color and flavor.
I love all those colors.
When I'm cooking and making like a plate, even just a simple plate of sliced tomatoes, to have color and variety is really important.
And they have deep, rich colors, deep, rich flavor. And we buy most of our seed from Baker's Heirloom for most of our tomato seed, at least we get from there, rareseeds.com. And we can look on there and take, for instance, the Cherokee Purple is one of our favorite heirloom tomatoes. We buy that again from Baker Seeds. And on their website, they will give you a little bit of a description about the history, which, you know, we're totally geeks and we're totally into that sort of thing. History and heirlooms and homesteading kind of thing. So that's kind of what we're into. So the Cherokee Purple is an old Cherokee heirloom tomato variety that goes back before 1890. So they can trace the roots of that tomato back to 1890. Now, how cool is that?
That's some good history. And if you think about the reason that tomato variety has survived is because people have cared enough, and the flavor and the use of that tomato has been good enough to keep it going all that time.
Yeah, so for, I don't know, I can't do the math, but that's a lot of years.
It's a long time.
So from 1890 until now. So we're still growing it. It's still one of our favorites.
It is a delicious beautiful.
It's considered a purple or brown. It depends on, you know, how you look at it. It's kind of a brownish, very deep red color when you cut that. It is just absolutely gorgeous. Now, so the historical interest is one of the things we're interested in. We're interested in the seed saving, and we're interested in the flavor. And as a garden geek, I love to read those descriptions and see, oh my gosh, this one goes back to, they can trace the roots back to 1850. How cool is that, that we're eating the same tomato that people ate in 1850? I don't know. It's just kind of a geeky thing, but it's fun. Now, some of the downsides of the heirloom is usually they're not as pretty, do you think?
No, they will have creases and bumps and humps and things like that.
They're not perfectly round.
When you're slicing them, you need to cut around them.
Yeah.
But I personally am willing to do that for flavor.
And they are not as disease resistant as the hybrids.
Which is interesting because they've made it all these years.
They've made it all these years, but you may get a little bit of blight. So those of you who have had blight, you know exactly what that is. It's not going to hurt. It may hurt a little bit in your yield, but it just kind of looks ugly. So it gets kind of yellowing of the leaves. Usually that starts at the bottom. It's because they get too wet. You can just pull those off and get rid of it. It really doesn't hurt the plant, but it will decrease your yield a little bit. So that's a downside. And they have a shorter shelf life. So once you pick them and they're ripe, you better start using them pretty quickly.
And that can sometimes be a trick if you're growing as many tomatoes as you grow.
Right. And so right now we are in full tomato mode.
We are. And every day we have tomatoes with something.
We do. And we grow mostly indeterminate varieties.
That always confuses me. Determinate and indeterminate.
It's not real hard when you think about it. Indeterminate means they just keep growing. And they can grow from 5 feet tall to sometimes they get 12 feet tall.
I've never seen such a thing.
And they will grow right up until frost. They just keep growing and producing tomatoes and just keep going. Now, the determinate varieties, which some people prefer those because it's a much more compact, especially if you have a smaller area to grow. Like if you're growing in a pot or on a patio or something like that, you want a determinate variety. Because those are only going to get about 3 to 5 feet tall. And they will put on tomatoes only to that height, and then that's it. they'll be done.
So then you're contained.
Yeah, you're contained and you have your tomatoes pretty close to at the same time instead of, you know, you have 5 here and 500 here and 300 here. And, you know how they're growing right now. They're growing pretty very well, ripening well. And this is a beautiful time of the year for tomatoes.
It absolutely is. And as I think back about all of the tomato products that I can or freeze or whatever, most of those will have an August date because that seems to be the time when they are in such full production that we have enough to both eat and to either juice, can, make into sauce, any of those things.
And so we have some favorites that we like here at the farm. And you're going to get a tomato in about any color that you want to. I've even seen blue tomatoes. I mean, you can get red, pink, yellow, orange, blue, black, brown.
Green. Are actually ripe.
And we have some green tomatoes right now, Vernissage. And it's a cherry tomato that is green. It kind of freaks people out at the market. When they see it, it's like, why are you bringing all these green tomatoes? And we do bring green tomatoes sometimes because people like fried green tomatoes.
Right.
But we do that some, but these are actually ripe.
They are. And they have a really nice tomato flavor. That's it's surprising.
Weird because you eat them and you think, oh, these are going to taste weird. Mm-hmm. But they taste like a ripe tomato.
They do.
Because they are ripe. They just don't look it.
Yeah. So that's kind of a weird thing. But I like those too in a dish.
But some of our favorites as far as slicers are the black creme. German, I think we have done taste tests too.
We have, and German may be my all-time favorite.
Yeah, we love German.
But it's getting a close second with the black creme.
Yeah, black creme is super good. We like the Cherokee Purple. We like a Jubilee, which is a more yellow-orange tomato, and a Solar Flare, which is super cool. It's red with kind of orange stripes, so that's one of our favorites too. And for canning, what is your favorite?
I really like the Amish paste.
We have tried several varieties, several of the Roma varieties, but you like the Amish paste.
I do. And what I like about it is that it produces a large Roma tomato.
It looks like a regular size, medium sized to be like beefsteak tomato.
And the other thing I like about that is it's not a heavy seeded tomato.
No, it's not.
It is mostly meat or flesh. And that is really nice when you're going to preserve the tomato in some way or another.
We try to grow a lot of varieties that we like, but we also try to grow varieties for our customers at the market. And a lot of our customers want only red beefsteak, which we can get that in an heirloom variety. So we do that.
We do. So it's a combination for us in producing what we like and what grows well here.
Right.
As well as what our customers like
and
meeting that need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit about tomatoes today.
Yeah.
And really the varieties, what we use them for, why we get those. And
it's an exciting time to talk about tomatoes.
And everyone seems to love tomatoes.
And we start growing tomatoes in January. So here we are in almost August.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally get to enjoy those.
We do. And in our next episode, we'll talk more about how I use those tomatoes.
Right.
What we do
with
that. Where
you can get some of those recipes.
Absolutely. We are also announcing our new Patreon page. This is a place where you can online partner with us in doing what we do. So if you go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/5felinefarm, you will find our page. You can listen to our podcasts there, but you can also contribute. And if you do that at the dollar a month pledge, you will get our sincere gratitude and a shout out on this podcast.
You can hear
your name on the
air.
And for those fans who are able to contribute at $3 a month or more, you will get
monthly, an exclusive ebook download that is not available anywhere else. And it is a mini ebook. You'll get that. You'll get a new one every month. And it will be things from the farm, things we're thinking about, encouragement, and photos. I think it's a pretty cool little ebook.
Yeah, it's stuff that we're not sharing anywhere else.
Exactly.
It's only for you.
Only for our patrons and fans. Right. So that is patreon.com/5felinefarm. We have a couple of other events coming up.
Right.
Tell us about those.
On October 20th, we will have our first anniversary of the Farm Fresh Mercantile being opening. And we are so excited about that. So I don't know exactly what we're going to do yet, but we will be open here.
We will.
Probably 10 to 3, something like that. 10 to 2, maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
We haven't decided. We'll let you know exactly what the hours are, but we'll be open that day, which is so fun.
And if you are anywhere near Central Illinois, stop in and see
us. We would love for you to stop in and see us. We've got this cool corn crib now.
Ooh, yes. It will be the inauguration of the corn crib open with the mercantile.
Yes.
That'll be a cool thing. We'll have probably some cool prizes available.
Yeah.
It's just going to be cool.
Yeah, it's because we're just cool.
Exactly.
And all of our fans are cool.
That's right.
Like, super
so,
cool.
So, super cool fans.
And on July 31st and August 2nd, we will have the corn crib open with some fresh produce. We're not going to go to the market this week, so we have a lot of produce. We still need to move that. So we're going to have that open on a you come and pick what you want. Whatever we happen to have, we're going to have some flowers, probably some produce, definitely tomatoes, peppers, I don't know what else, cucumbers.
Whatever seems to be ripe.
Herbs.
In the garden will
we'll just put it out in the corn crib. It'll be on the honor system. We will have some instructions out there. You give whatever you feel like it's worth. But come on out to the farm. You don't have to have anyone out here. You just help yourself.
It'll be available in the crib, and the crib will be very obvious when
you'll know it.
You won't miss the crib.
And we have
crib.
A sign out at the road now, which is nice and easy to find.
So stop by for some fresh produce midweek, Tuesday and Thursday, July 31st, August 2nd, from 9 to 4. Or until supplies run out.
Yeah, or if you need another appointment, let us know.
Sure.
We can probably arrange that.
And we'll see if we can't hook you up with some produce.
Right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.